Hi and welcome back. So this is video number 11, the law of attraction and how to make it work for you. But let's just do a recap on yesterday. So we said about laughing in the face of adversity because haters will always be haters. Yeah? And that just means don't take things personally. Don't let people upset you, because when someone says something to you, it's how you interpret it. It's how you send that round and round in your head. You know, oh my God, they said so-and-so. Am I really like that? Oh my God, what they said really offended me. You know, it's just blow it off, yeah? What people say doesn't matter, yeah? Their opinion doesn't count in your world. Look after yourself and yourself only, yeah? But never, ever go round in those thoughts in your head. Oh my God, Fingy doesn't like me. Or, oh my God, you know, they said this, they said that. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Don't even pay attention yet. Move on. Like we've discussed before, distraction technique, laugh, look at someone, think something's funny. But don't let it go round in your head, yeah? If you do let it go round in your head and you can't get rid of it, get in touch with them, speak to them, say, you really offended me yesterday. I'm not happy, you know, can you explain yourself, yeah? But do it in a polite way, with manners as well, you'll get a better response, okay? But never let things go around in your head. The more that they go around in your head, if you never process it, it'll just keep going there. Your subconscious mind's going to take over and it's always going to stay there with you. And then it's too late to address it then, because people go, what? That was 6 months ago. Why are you asking me now? Why are you saying that now? There's no point in you saying that now. So always address things straight away. Don't take it personally. That's the best view. But if you do, just address it straight away, yeah. Okay? But now we're going to talk about the law of attraction. So if you know about it, you might not know how to use it. But basically, the fundamental of it is about visualizing what you want in your mind on paper and putting a plan together, really, of how you're going to get there. I know some of the stuff says, you know, yeah, I think about being a millionaire, I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. It might work for some people one day, obviously, people who win the lottery, it does somehow, but generally it isn't going to work out. But what they say is that matter is neither created nor destroyed. Yeah? So all we are really is a big bundle of energy. Although we've got a life form as a human or whatever, basically what we give off positively is what we attract. Yeah? So everything you do in a positive way, you get the opposite reaction. Everything you do in a negative way, you get a negative reaction, yeah? That's just the way the universe works. That's just the way it is, yeah? But there's certain things that you can do. If you have a plan of where you want to go and you have a visualization of what you want, and I'll give you an example, yeah? So when my ex-wife and I were looking for a house, you know, I spent a lot of time meditating, or like meditation, like for an hour a day or whatever. The missus always said I was having a sleep and couldn't see why I was doing it. But when I closed my eyes, when I meditated, what I dreamt about was having a house with a beautiful view and a conservatory that I could sit in, chill out and do everything, yeah? And then before you know it, that plan comes together and hey-ho, you know, you've got what you want. But what most people don't realise is connecting those dots of what you want and when you get it, yeah? So you might be dreaming of a new car. You get the new car one day, but then 3 months down the line, you're bored of that new car. And you don't really think about it. And a lot of people don't think about the journey they had to go to get there. You know, what did you do to get that car? Did you save up for it? You know, did you win a lottery? Did you get a pay rise at work? You know, how did that journey get you to getting that car? So constantly, if you put goals together on what you want to do, and this is another good thing about getting those crazy thoughts out your mind, is that if you think about your future, what you want and where you want to go, and you put a plan together on step by step how you're going to get there, fundamentally, when you visualize that, then you stand a much better chance of getting that, yeah? Common sense, isn't it? That's what all these videos are all about, is common sense. But the other thing is, as well, is that it actually works the opposite way, okay? So another example for you. So how it can work in a bad way is when you visualize bad stuff, yeah? So I was having a conversation with my boss the other day, and he said, you know, really busy time at work, can't afford for you to be off, you know, don't go sick. And I said, you've got more chance of me falling off my mountain bike. And I might have told you this before, but it's important in this video. And then the next thing, I fell off my mountain bike and did this, yeah? So there's lots of other things that happen like that as well, you know, where you thought bad things and they come true. So what you need to do is you need to connect how you're thinking with, whether it's a positive thought or a negative thought. And like the video we said, earlier on about what happens if everything you thought came true. You wouldn't think negative thoughts, would you? You would do everything you can not to think negatively. So everything is about thinking positively. When you start thinking about stupid things, silly things, just think about the law of attraction. Think about what you want. If you want a Ferrari, put a plan together how you're going to get a Ferrari. It may sound stupid, but that's what the universe does, is connect those dots for you. If you sit down every single day and say, how can I get a Ferrari? What can I do to get a Ferrari? How much will it cost? How much can I save? What do I need to do this? What if I change my job? What if I did this? What if I did that? Then the dots will connect itself, yeah? And that's what the law of attraction is all about. Really fascinating subject, guys. And once you get into it, and once you understand how it works, both good and bad, it can really help you out in life. So I've put a link to further information below the video, so feel free to check it out. But it is fascinating, honestly, and it really is such an interesting subject. Use it to your advantage. Yeah, use it to your advantage, because positivity attracts positive things. Negativity attracts negative things. Connect those dots. Okay, cool. So the next video is how to stop making excuses and live your life. Yeah. So I'll see you in the next video. Take care of yourself. See you soon. Bye-bye.